Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Grace Slick bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And our guest is our good friend, Fred Hochberg, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Fred Hochberg is the chairman and the president of Export Import Bank. I always want to say XM. Export Import Bank of the United States of America. XM.gov is the EXIM.gov is the website. Folks, you can find all kinds of resources there and help, instructions, tutorials. Fred, you guys take the worry away from small businesses when one of the main reasons why people are reticent to export is they're worried about whether they're going to get paid. They're worried about how to handle the financing because, as you know, Fred, very well from personal experience, our capital, every nickel of our capital is precious. We can't afford to lose any of it.
That's right. I tell people, Jim, that I'm in the sleep business. I want you to get a good night's sleep, and I'll take care of that. You take care of the business.
Fred Peace of Mind Hochberg. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, Fred.
That's right.
So Fred, give us a little bit of a tutorial on what XM Bank does for small businesses, including the express insurance policies.
Yep, that's what I was just going to talk about. There are three major ways we can help small businesses, Jim. One is, if you need working capital to do exporting, so you can buy inventory, give credit to your customers, and so forth, we'll work with your bank. We can work out a working capital loan, and we will guarantee 90% of that loan as an inducement to get your bank to
wow.
do that. So that's really one good way. Second way is insurance. We will help. We will insure your overseas receivables. I spoke with a man recently, Ray Zuckerman, in Phoenix. He's got a company called Serverlift, and they make a lift that moves servers in a computer room, you know, mm-hmm. into the new slot.
Mm-hmm.
He started with our insurance. He has actually, believe it or not, moved his company manufacturing from China back to Phoenix.
Good for him.
Both cheaper and closer to market. But what our insurance does is he sells an open account, and he has the confidence he can sell an open account. And importantly, he said, you know what, my customers make sure they pay me. Because when they see the United States Export Import Bank, the U.S. government is guaranteed.
So he gives these people... He gives them 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, but he doesn't worry about it because you've insured those receivables.
On top of that, frankly, they're paying him better.
Yeah.
It makes him look like a stronger,
right.
much more vibrant company, not a weak company.
What
kind
is
of
the,
like what you talked about in your previous segment.
Exactly. Well, what does that insurance add to the what does it add to the price, or what does it cut out of the margin? How much is it?
Well, it'll vary, obviously, Mark. It depends on the country. You know, certain countries are more expensive, and it depends on how many days. But it can be anywhere. Generally, it's between 30 cents to maybe a dollar per $100 worth of value.
I got you.
30 basis points to 100 basis points.
Mm-hmm.
But, if it's longer in a riskier country, it's going to be more expensive.
Well, and if you know that, and see, this is one of the things the small business owners, this is part of the education. Folks, if you know this in advance, if you can build a model that includes these expenses, you know how to price your products.
Right. And frankly, you know, Jim, if you give your customer 90 days payment terms, you can be much more aggressive about pricing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And people say, 90 days, sure. They sort of stop negotiating.
Right. That's exactly right. So,
And then the last piece, if you're selling big equipment, we can work with you and your customers to make sure that they get a loan that we can guarantee for 3, 5, 10 years to pay for that equipment.
This is the customers now you're talking.
That's right. We can do customer financing.
So, folks, let's say that you've got a prospect that's you'd like to start doing business, and you're selling something that's is fairly substantial to them, whatever it is, and you're saying, well, how will they ever pay me? Well, this is what Fred's talking about is how that happens, and so you go ahead and do the prospecting, get the commercial service or whoever to help you do the prospecting, and find the customer. And then let the XM Bank take care of managing the financial part, right?
Exactly.
Guaranteeing, working with your bank, working with you, working with your maybe even working with your suppliers. But are you,
exactly. We could also do, we also have a program for supply chain financing. It tends to be more used by larger companies so that they can buy from small businesses.
Right.
And so, in that case, if the large company might have normally paid you in 30 or 60 or some companies told me 75 days to get paid, with our supply chain program, we can make sure you get paid within 5 days of delivery.
Right. But if a small business owner needed you to help them do some financing in advance of the shipping, then you'll work with a bank on that too.
We'll
right?
do the working capital program. That is a great program, and it's still not used enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my goal. One of my goals in my career, Fred, and has been since I've been doing this 14 years in this month, is to get small business owners to understand that if there's any way possible to do business outside of the United States, to add some growth potential to help them make sure that they're not just dependent upon the U.S. market. If we whatever I can do to make that happen, I'm going to do it.
Great. Well, you've been a great ally, and you've really been out there for small business owners for a long, long time.
Well, Fred, I appreciate what you're doing there at Ex-Im Bank. Congratulations on the new milestones.
Double
the money you're loaning to you're guaranteeing to small businesses over three years ago, and from like a little over $3 billion to $6 billion. And many
right.
more companies they're doing business with, folks. So this is a growing part of the U.S. economy. Exporting is for small business. Fred, thanks again for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me.
Fred Hochberg, ladies and gentlemen, chairman and president of Export Import Bank, SXM.gov, EXIM.gov. Check it out when you get a chance. Very important component of any small business exporting strategy. Tintil. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. You don't know what
we can see. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.